Top and Radio Nova, give me all your loving. Wednesday afternoon, 6 minutes away from 3 o'clock. Gary's got the news at three once again. If Tony or Chris is listening to the station at the moment, would they kindly contact us? Tony or Chris listening at the moment, contact the station, please. Here's the Police on Nova. Rather apt. Every breath you take. We'll be right back.
Swan Center Rathmines has more shops, more variety, and more style. And the Easter Star Prize, a fabulous free Fiat Uno, must be won now.
Swan Center, shops of renown. Swan Center, the village center of town.
The Swan Center, the shopping village in the city.
Swan Center.
Rent a 1986 Nissan from Windsor Rent-A-Car. Quality cars from Windsor Rent-A-Car, South Circular Road, Rialto, and convenient city centre branches at Bachelor's Walk and Nassau Street. Telephone 540-800. Rent your car from the people you can trust. Windsor Rent-A-Car.
Yes, Barbarella's is back. It's like old times again. Beautiful girls, fun-seeking guys, aphrodisiac cuisine, Cupid atmosphere, and of course our beautiful Barbarella babes. All old VIP and privilege cards welcome. Tuesday night is ladies' night. Open Tuesday to Saturday, 11 till late. Barbarella's at 76 Fitzwilliam Lane. Barbarella's.
Down to Bargain Town, where the prices are only famous.
Bargain Town steel carpet, the average hall, stairs and landing in Axminster for only £200.
Come on, Terry, that was last year's price. This year we're doing it for £149. And as Terry says,
for carpets you can't beat Bargain Town of Queen Street Bridge.
Hurry on down to Bargain Town.
The prices are only famous.
Ladies, Ella's fantastic clearance sale is still on at their George's Street branch, with unbeatable value in fashion boots at $9.99 and shoes at $4.99. Some stocks still to clear. But hurry, while they last, to Ella, George's Street. And of course, it's business as usual at all other Ella branches.
Take home the taste of the original Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Broadcasting from Dublin on 738 kHz AM and 102.7 FM in stereo.
Radio Nova.
It's 3 o'clock. ABC Network News with Gary Hamill. Good afternoon. Five armed and masked men got away with thousands of pounds worth of artworks and silver from a house in Feathered, County Tipperary, this morning. The thieves burst into the home of Mrs. Betty Farquhart at about 3:30 this morning. They tied her up. She's in her 80s. They also tied up her son and her maid and stole art treasures and silverware, escaping in a blue Datsun van. The Gardaí were alerted at about 8 o'clock this morning when Mrs. Farquhart managed to release herself. Unconfirmed reports have put the value of the haul as high as £800,000. Talks on the possible reopening of the Verulam Dockyard began in Cork this morning. They involved the company's receiver and a group of local authorities, business firms and backers who are interested in starting a ship repairs operation there. It's believed that Ford Tiorenta has approved the talks. Belfast's Orange Order has called a meeting for its leading members in the city for Saturday. The private session is expected to be attended by 325 leading Orange Order figures from 10 areas of the city. The Anglo-Irish Agreement and Loyalist reaction to it will probably be the main item on the agenda for discussion. A spokesman said that what he called more positive action from the Orange Order now seems very much a certainty. 32-year-old Victor Gunnarsson, the man charged with involvement in the murder of the Swedish Prime Minister Olaf Palme, is due in court today. A judge is to rule whether evidence offered by prosecuting counsel is sufficient to justify the continued detention of Mr. Gunnarsson. Police have said he was seen in the vicinity of the murder and lied about his movements at the time of the killing. They've not made it clear if he's suspected of actually firing the fatal shot. Iraq has reported another raid on an Iranian military camp, the third this week. They claim that several soldiers were killed and up to 50 tanks destroyed. The air attack was reported to have taken place near the southern Iranian town of Avaz. If Chris or Tony are tuned in, please contact the station immediately. Chris or Tony, please contact the station immediately. Finally, a new star has been discovered in the constellation of Sagittarius. Australian astronomer Peter Simon came across the star at 2:30 St. Patrick's night last. He's named it Morganus Peterus. The weather prospects for the Bay Area: sunny until late afternoon with cloud developing later bringing heavy rain. The area high 10 degrees. Winds are southwesterly, light force 2 to 3, becoming southerly, strong gale force 8. High tide is at 11 minutes after 6. Sunset is at 30 minutes after 6. 3 minutes after 3, and that's the ABC Network News.
Colin Hayes, Radio Nova.
No need to rush.